When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
On last week's episode of the podcast, I shared some tips for e-learning for the students in your classroom. This week, I want to still talk about e-learning, but instead, we're going to talk about e-learning for you. One of the tips that I shared last week was focusing on the connection with your students. Well, there's another connection that being out of our classrooms, we as teachers are now missing. You're now missing that connection with your colleagues. Just by physically being in your classroom and in your school, every single day, you in some way get better at your job. We now don't have that day-to-day, face-to-face connection with our colleagues, with our staff, to practice and to get better. That opportunity for professional development seems to have just disappeared. So this might be something we need to more actively seek out. During this time, we want to still be improving on our craft. We don't want to get stale. We want to continue to grow. This is good for the mind, but as I'll talk about in a few minutes, it's good for the soul too. This is an abnormal situation, and focusing on professional development can bring maybe a little bit of normalcy to our day. Whatever the situation is with your e-learning, however your districts or schools have set up how many hours of instruction or how many hours you should be learning, you may have found yourself with more time. And that time might almost feel like a frustration. What do I do with this time? How do I use this time to get better at e-learning? You might actually feel like you have less time all of a sudden, whether that's true or not, because your kids are home, because you are spending extra time researching all of this e-learning stuff. Whatever the situation is, I think that you could likely find some time in your day to carve out to focus on you, to focus on professional development, to focus on learning something new related to teaching. Something that seemed like you didn't have time to learn about before. This could be 15 minutes a day. I don't know about you guys, but I felt very overwhelmed and consumed by reading about coronavirus and spending time on the news and spending time on Facebook and Instagram, scrolling, reading. And I very quickly became overwhelmed. And this very quickly went from something that wasn't helpful to something that was actually harmful on my mental state. And I really needed to set boundaries on how often I looked things up and read about different things and read articles or watched the news because it was too much. So instead, if we could spend some of that time, and again, could be 15 minutes, on something related to professional development, I think mentally you're going to feel a lot better on a day-to-day basis. But at the end of this all, because like I said last week, I promise it will end. I can't really promise that, I guess, but it will end at some point, even though we don't know when. If you can leave this time period as a better teacher than when you went into it, how amazing would that feel? You know, I feel the best at the end of my days when I feel productive. And spending a little bit of time focusing on you and learning about something new will help you feel productive. Okay, so let's tackle some options for how you can add in a little bit of professional development into your day-to-day schedule. Now, some of the things I'm going to talk about are no-brainers and probably things you're already doing, but I also thought of some out-of-the-box ideas as well. So I decided to kind of organize sharing the different ideas by focusing first on some free options. So really, no matter the industry you're in, whether you are a teacher and what your spouse does, there are two things that are top of mind for most people right now, and that's health and finances, because there are so many different industries that are affected by this that you as a family unit, you know, could be really stressing and thinking a lot about your financial situations. But luckily, there are a lot of great free resources out there. So I wanted to share those first and share some options on, you know, ways to learn new things under this kind of special ed and teaching umbrella. Then I also wanted to share a few options of things that might have an investment but could be really worthwhile during this time and could help you learn something new, feel productive, and as I said, leave this whole phase and this whole season of e-learning and social distancing and all that feeling like a better teacher than you were when you started. Okay, so let's talk about some free resources. So obviously, right now, you are listening to my podcast. So one, good job, thank you. Two, you know what podcasts are, right? This is a whole world of free learning, and it's free learning that you can do while you do other things. You can put your headphones on and you can go for a walk and follow all of those great social distancing rules, and you can be learning while you're doing that. If you enjoy this podcast, that's great. Now find other podcasts you like. There are so many cool podcasts under the education or applied behavior analysis or special ed umbrellas. There are podcasts that are from BCBAs, and there are also a lot of great podcasts that are from the parent perspective. And if you've listened to this podcast enough, you know I've interviewed a ton of amazing parents, and I love learning from parents. It really gives us a new perspective as an educator or professional. So find some new podcasts. Another thing you can do is take a topic that you've learned about here on the Autism Helpers podcast and dig deeper. Maybe you listened to the episode about pinpointing behaviors and precision teaching, and that really piqued your interest. Well, take that nugget and go deeper. Start researching precision teaching. Maybe you listened to the episode where I interviewed the autism nutritionist and you thought that was really great. Well, go follow her on Instagram and read some of her blog posts. I've been lucky enough to do some amazing interviews with some really, really great experts in the field. So go kind of follow up on who they are and what they offer. That would really open up a whole new world and a whole new skill set for different things you can learn about. Another great place to go to get free learning is YouTube. So on YouTube, I have a ton of different videos. And one section of my YouTube that I'm going to link in the show notes is my mini video training series. I have over 20 short training videos on a variety of topics that you can kind of plow through and watch or listen to and learn some new things. And like I said with the podcast suggestion, you can also take some of these topics to encourage you to learn more things about that exact subject. So if you watch a YouTube video about replacement behaviors from me, Well, YouTube's pretty smart, and they're going to likely recommend some other videos, and we know how that slippery YouTube path can go. So suddenly you're watching this video, and then you're on to the next one, and you're on to the next one. Click some of those other channels and follow them and see what other videos they have. And really set aside the time to do this. You know, it seems like a no-brainer, like, okay, I'll listen to podcasts or I'll watch YouTube channels. But in a day that suddenly seems very unscheduled, I like adding that structure and schedule back to my day. That has been one of the hardest parts for me about this transition, is not feeling like I have a schedule. I needed a schedule, like many of our kids, right? So add this into your schedule. Set aside time every day from 3 to 3:15. I'm going to sit on YouTube and look things up. It might feel weird to do that or tell your family or whatever, like, hey guys, this is my professional development time. And from 3 to 3:15, I'm listening to something, watching something, but it will be that prompt and reminder for you to go do these things. Another free training that you can access is our free RBT trainings. So in RBT, if you haven't learned that acronym yet, let's add a new acronym to the ever-expanding special ed acronym dictionary. An RBT is a registered behavior technician. And under the ABA world, this is basically like a paraprofessional certification in applied behavior analysis. Many BCBAs who work in the in-home or clinical setting have RBTs that work under them. To become an RBT, you need to do a 40-hour online training. And some of these 40-hour online trainings are free. And learning about applied behavior analysis is going to really help you in the classroom. So this is a great option. Actually, Chrissy from Life with Grayson and Parker, who blogs on my website, and you guys have heard me talk about her many times, she's been doing a RBT training for herself. She's a parent. She wants to learn more about ABA. Such a great idea. So I will link to a free RBT training option in the show notes as well. The last free option I have for you is a little bit outside the box. So when we're thinking about professional development, we're thinking about learning new things about our field and about that can help our classroom. Well, something else that can help our classroom is getting new materials, getting new resources. So something you can take on is learning about different ways to get new materials and resources for your classroom. So you can be spending this time researching different grants. If you have never heard of Donors Choose, let me be the first one to tell you, you are hugely missing out. DonorsChoose.org is an amazing resource where you can get all kinds of great things for your classroom. Spend some time learning about Donors Choose and writing grants on Donors Choose. Look up other grants that are available to your school district or your state. Teachers Pay Teachers recently announced Class Fund, which is very similar to Donors Choose, where you can post different materials you need from TPT and people can donate for your classroom. So maybe your professional development right now looks like learning about new ways to get materials your students need in your classroom for when you return. You know, your classroom is really an extension of you. So when you improve your classroom and you find new materials and resources that will make the overall feel and effectiveness of your classroom better, you're really improving you as well. And what I love about things like Donors Choose or grants or Class Fund is that you're not spending your own money. I am the biggest fan of Donors Choose. When I was in the classroom, I almost always had at least two or three grants live on Donors Choose, and I got so many amazing things in my room. People would come in my room and be like, where'd you get all this stuff? Are you just spending your entire paycheck on your class? And I was like, heck no, I'm using Donors Choose. I got iPads, Velcro, laminating, huge, amazing room dividers that like only special ed teachers would have room divider envy. But people had room divider envy of this thing, guys. It was awesome. I got that all from Donors Choose. And I would post it on Facebook. I would email it to friends and family and say, hey, these are things my students need. If you can, donate $5, $10. And you know what? People did. So the idea of Class Fund is the same idea, that you can post what resources you need for your students and you can post on Facebook, send an email out and see if people can donate. I don't have stories to share on class about class fun because it's new and it wasn't around, you know, obviously when I was in the classroom. But I would love to hear if you've used this before or if you want to go set one up right now, how that goes for you. I would love to, you know, for you guys to take this opportunity of having some extra time right now to set that up. So just like all of you, when the whole pandemic started, my world and my schedule was turned upside down. And as I said, I'm a big schedule person. I'm a big planner. So suddenly, when everything changed and my kids are home and everything is different, I really had to reprioritize the things I was working on because now my time to work was much more limited. So there was one really big project that I had been working on for a few months that I was really excited about. I had been working on developing my first e-learning course. This is something I've been asked about a lot. Whenever I do live sessions and workshops and I travel, I get asked all the time, you know, do you have an online version or is this recorded? And I didn't really have a great answer for that. So this is something that was a long time coming and that we had been working on. I was originally planning on releasing this course and opening up enrollment in June. But when schools started closing and, you know, everything in life got crazy, I really thought about teachers and how teachers now have this time where they might be at home, they might feel like they have extra time or they might not feel like they have extra time, but how important it is to still have professional development during this time, to still fine-tune your skills, to still stay fresh and be discussing these topics, and how it might really, as I said earlier, add a little bit of normalcy to an abnormal situation. So I really prioritized finishing up this course so I could get it out sooner while you guys are home. And I wanted to make sure that this course could fit into the very crazy and chaotic schedule, quote unquote, that you might have right now. So my new course is called Behavior Change, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And right now, registration is open. So while you are staying safe and staying at home, you will have a little opportunity for some e-learning as well. So let me tell you a little bit about the course and also where you can go to find out more information. So I set up the Behavior Change course into 4 modules with over 30 video lessons. Now, don't let that scare you. The videos are short and sweet. Most are 5 to 15 minutes. I wanted this to be something you could really do at your own pace, especially right now. If you have your own kids home all day while you're trying to monitor the e-learning that they're getting, plus do e-learning for your own students, I wanted something that you could really fit into your day, whatever that looked like. So you could watch these videos at your own pace. If you want to watch a few videos every night after your kids go to bed, or you wanted to spend a half day just doing a bunch of videos at one time, great. So I wanted to have that option for pacing in whatever system or framework works best for you. You can earn 4 CEUs upon completion of this course. And I promise you guys, it is fun. I love, love, love talking about behavior. This is one of my most requested live workshops. So I knew this was going to be the first thing I wanted to talk about when it came to e-learning and creating an online course. This course also comes with a lot of new templates and downloads with the videos so you can put everything into action that you're learning within the training. The cost of this course is $87 for the complete course. You get all those fun templates, you get your CEUs, all of that. And as I said earlier, I know the financial strain of this situation is being felt by families everywhere. So I also set up some payment plan options as well. You can head over to theautismhelpercourses.com for more information on pricing, what you get, all that good stuff. I'll also link that in the show notes right now. So as I said, registration is currently open, but we are closing registration on April 19th, so we can go ahead and start that course with everyone at once. Professional development right now might not be top of mind for you. Top of mind might be your health, might be your finances, might be e-learning for your own kids, and finding ways to stay sane. I actually think adding in some professional development into your day, whether that be some podcast episodes or a behavior course, is going to help you bring you back to your job and to why you love your job, because you might have lost a little bit of that in all of this. So whatever that looks like for you, as I've said, whether that's 15 minutes a few times a week or whether that's dedicating, you know, a solid chunk of time on the weekend, get back to bettering yourself and learning something new. I don't know about you guys, but when I take the time to learn something new and when I feel productive and that I've accomplished something, I tend to somehow have more energy. Like I can take on those harder tasks like wrangling two toddlers all day a little bit better. It does a lot for my mood too. I feel happier. So that's why I think personal and professional growth is so important, especially now. Even though it feels like there might not be extra minutes for it, it can actually possibly have such a good positive impact on your day. So I hope you have found some of these suggestions helpful. If the behavior change course sounds like something you'd be interested in, head over to that website. I'd love to have you join in. If not, check out some of those free ideas that I mentioned. Browse the podcast, you know, library on your podcast app. Go through YouTube and click on some similar videos and see if you can find something new. Do something actively to seek out that professional development, even in this crazy time.
If you would have told me a few years ago that my favorite part of my job is getting up in front of sometimes a few hundred people and giving a presentation on data or behavior academics, I would have thought you were crazy. I did not always like public speaking. Actually, to be totally honest, public speaking was something I used to be pretty afraid of. But now it's literally my favorite part of my job. I love being in a room of my people, of the special ed world, teachers and parents and clinicians, and everyone that's on the front lines that's working so hard for our students to give them the best opportunities and the best classroom experience. I love being in a room of everyone that understands how hard this job can be, but also how amazing it is and how important those little victories are on a daily basis. When I do a PD, my goal is to bring value. I want to bring action items, ideas and strategies that you can do tomorrow in your classroom. I have sat through too many professional developments that either didn't apply to me or were too hypothetical and philosophical. And my special ed heart always wanted to know, what do I do next? What do I do tomorrow? If you are interested in learning more about how I can come to your school to do a professional development, please visit theautismhelper.com/speaking. There's a contact form as well as a lot of information about all of the different sessions I give. I'm happy to answer any questions and work with your school district. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VB map and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher. We have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.